Welcome back, everybody, to the Reflex Blue Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery, and I'm with in Atlanta, Georgia. This is day two in the exhibit hall. It's opening up at night, and it's a crazy time right now. And I think we're gonna go find our first guest. We'll be back in one sec. So we have with us today none other than what do you now call Batman author Chip Kidd. Chip, how you doing?
I'm all right. Where's the camera? Or is this an audio thing?
I can barely handle audio. I can't do video.
Oh, all right.
I mean, but you are probably the one guest who every time I see you, probably video is needed. I mean, this suit's very nice. I like the jacket, striped. You got the hat. I mean, you got a look.
Well, I also appreciate the fact that you are naked, because to me that sort of says that you trust me.
Well, I wear a fig leaf because it's indecent otherwise, you know.
Give me the fig leaf.
Okay, now I'm naked.
All right, see, that's better.
So, Chip, what are you doing today at the HOW conference, or when's your talk? Did you get stuck?
Actually, my talk isn't until Sunday night, so I'm just attending the conference. Tomorrow night I'm going to be, like, DJing some music show or something like that.
Now, are you also performing? Because you got your Asymmetrical Girl song and stuff. I mean, you have a band. Are you performing or you're just DJing?
I'm just DJing. The band has been on hiatus for a while now. But my partner in the band used the band credentials to start a school of rock at the high school he teaches at in Fort Worth, Texas.
All right, and we have with us also Hank Richardson. Hank, how you doing?
Wonderful. Here to see this fabulous guy right here.
Are you also in the band, or are you just like a groupie here with Chip?
I'm a groupie. I'm his groupie. Yeah.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your time. Look forward to your talk tomorrow. And your Batman comic, what's the name of it for those who haven't read it yet? It came out a couple years ago. You actually announced it that I believe the AIGA in Phoenix was the big presentation.
Correct. That's correct. That's a Batman graphic novel called Batman Death by Design.
And you're actually the villain in it, or the villain looks remarkably like a Chip Kidd wannabe.
Well, I like to think of myself as Catwoman in some ways, and I won't really go into that. But he's the sort of the character that looks like me. He's sort of the villain, but he's the anti-hero. So he's not the real villain. He's just sort of causing trouble for a reason that he believes in.
Okay, well, I recommend it to those people out there to read it. It's gorgeously illustrated. I mean, who was that illustrator? Did they pick it out, or did you pick out the guy that illustrated? It's all like in pencil and stuff. I mean, it's beautiful.
We both picked him out. His name is David Taylor. He's an absolutely brilliant draftsman from Liverpool, England, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's fun to see because, Chip, you're a good writer, but I selfishly don't like to see you write too much because you're such a good designer that we don't want to lose that in our profession.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
All right. Well, Chip, thank you very much. We look forward to your talk tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You're welcome, and here's your fig leaf bat.
Thank you. I feel much better. There's like a breeze in here. All right, we've left the Nina paper booth, and we're over here across the aisle at the Die Line, and I got with me Eric Lucon. Eric, how you doing?
I'm very good. I'm crunching on candy.
Yeah, they've got their entire booth is well done, and rather than just put the black tablecloth, they filled it with black bows and a bunch of licorice and other black candies. And I think part of the reason they told me this was so that people wouldn't take necessarily the samples, but they would actually just eat the booth instead.
Yes.
And you've got a piece here. You did this piece for the Google store. Is that what it is that's actually at the Die Line?
Google wanted a box to announce their new store. And they had a whole lot of products, but they couldn't tell me exactly what was going in it. It could be anywhere between like 6 and 14. And I had literally like 2 hours to come up with a concept.
Well, this is not a square box. So this looks like it's got like, it kind of looks like a Scandinavian horse standing on another Scandinavian horse.
So it's actually, when we had the discussions with Google, they threw a lot of ideas at us. They showed us like pictures of square watermelons and things that were just all over the place. And I'd heard, talking to them, that they had Rubik's Cubes on their desks. So I started thinking about puzzles. And if you look at it, all these parts fit together and eventually make a big cube with a hollow space in the middle for another, like another box there, which I originally envisioned having brochures in it. But they needed a lot of space for products because I think there's at least 9 different products in there. So each one of them had to fit the product. So the size of the box, because it is quite large, was governed by the largest product that they had inside of it. So it was an enormous amount of design in a very short period of time. And we had like 3 weeks to basically design it, and then in a week to produce all these pieces. And they went to the top YouTubers. And so they web blog, video blogged about it, and they had over 9 million views, I guess, of this box.
Where do you go for resources to come up with some of these ideas or build the templates? Do you just like envision these and like build them in InDesign yourself or like Illustrator, or they're like, is there like a great resource because to find these different shapes and what's the biggest key you can have if somebody says I want to build something that's not a square?
Well, I use a lot of 3D modeling stuff. I'm rather obsessed about that. And surprisingly, you know, I was using Google SketchUp, which is now Trimble, which was sort of a plus, I guess, because working with Google. But, you know, I've had a lot of experience in this business, you know, just doing kind of strange 3D things. So I like puzzles. I like magic tricks, things like that are unusual. You know, I have a real interest in gadgetry, so that's where I get a lot of my ideas from.
Do you have a website or Twitter if people want to follow some of your work, or do I just Google like guy that creates crazy boxes that are awesome?
I'm the weirdest, like the worst self-promoter. So I have a terrible WordPress. It's ericlucon.com. You can go to.
Okay, and we'll have a link on at 36point.com, or if you're by chance listening to this on iTunes, you can click on it there, and it'll forward you over to see some of Eric's work.
I'm going to have to update it because I haven't touched it in a year. So.
All right, well, you got about a week. So, Eric, thank you very much for being on the Reflex Blues Show, and we'll catch up with you later in the conference.
Thank you very much.
To the Nina Paper booth, where we have with us Jamie Saunders. Jamie, how you doing today?
Hey, B. How are you?
Good. So this is going live a week later. So what was the big hit? What's the big thing Nina's promoting here at the How Design Live this year?
So we have a brand new booth this year. It's very interactive. We actually had a ton of packaging samples and all kinds of things out, which people thought were actually takeaway samples.
Yeah, they thought that giant thing of Maker's Mark was just something you were getting. In fact, I don't see it there anymore. Maybe somebody took your Maker's Mark.
Hidden.
Yeah, that happens here, and you've got some things I've posted about them on ninapaperblog.com. But you have some Von Glitschka project here with the dye line right behind your booth. So, explain. That's not like on a giant fiber mark piece, or
yeah. So we use Convert board to make kind of like a flipbook box type people. So they've got miscellaneous heads, bodies, and feet. You can swivel them around, and you can hashtag find your selfie. Come over here, take pictures with them, and then every attendee actually got a packaging sample box in their bag where they can actually draw their own selfie, post it on the wall back behind. We're partnering with the Dye Line on this project. Super fun.
Now, what's the trick with somebody wanting to print on fiber mark? Because that doesn't go through a regular printer, I assume. That's like a quarter of an inch thick or something. Or do you even know? Is it something like contact your printer and pray that they know what they're talking about?
Yeah, you got to go through specialty converters for that. It's super fun, though. There's no limit. We've made wine barrel tables out of it. We've made chairs out of it. We've made bookshelves out of it. It's so fantastic.
No, I appreciate it. So what's the new thing coming up next for Nina, or do you even know?
I think right now we're all about packaging, anything that you can do. We're working on a retail solutions program, just kind of showing you that you can carry your brand through any of our products from label all the way to shopping bag and be really consistent with your branding, and we can pretty much make anything that you want. So you bring us something, we'll make it.
All right, well, we appreciate your time, and I also appreciate that you allow us to hijack your booth. This is great.
We love having you here. You're welcome any year.
All right, well, that's it. So we'll catch up with you guys again tomorrow to see what else is going on at Howe. I think we got one or two more recaps going, and that's a wrap.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.